I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, you're watching I Love Islam. Wherever you are in the country, you're watching this program, make sure you stay tuned, watch this program till the end. And inshallah, in this program, in this series, we have some exciting segments. In fact, we've got some new segments, inshallah. And today, we are going to be doing those segments, inshallah. And in the studio, we will be joined by some kids as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. But before we do anything else, let's go to the quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
So here we come, quiz of the day. And what do we do here? We ask you a question where you need to use your brain cells and give us the correct answer. And inshallah, we'll give you plenty of chance to get your answers correct. So we're going to ask you a question first, and then at the end of the program, we'll give you the answer. So let's go and see what is the question of the day. The question is, where is the blessed shrine of the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha? Where is the blessed shrine? Blessed shrine means the resting place, the grave, the resting place of the honorable daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. That's the question. Do you know where is the blessed shrine, the resting place of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha? Wherever you are in the world, you're watching this program, make sure you stay tuned, watch this program till the end, because we have some exciting segments and we have some beautiful topics. We are going to be learning so many beautiful things about our religion, our Islam, inshallah azza wa jal. At the same time, we'll be joined by some kids who are in the studio. So before we do anything else, before we go to our main segment of the day, let's see who has joined us in the studio. Subhanallah, we have a new boy, new face today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
MashaAllah, what's your name?
Adam Sharif.
Adam Sharif. And where are you from? Which city?
Oldham.
You're from Oldham, mashaAllah. Are you excited?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. You're here for the first time in the program?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. And have you watched this program before?
No.
MashaAllah. Today we're going to have some fun, inshaAllah. So we have today, mashaAllah, Adam Sharif here. He's joined us for the first time in I Love Islam program. I would like to welcome you here, mashaAllah. I hope you're going to enjoy yourself today, inshaAllah. MashaAllah. We'll be talking to Adam, inshaAllah, later on as well. But before we do that, let's turn on towards my left side. We have two little guests who have joined us. One is the new one. Let's go to him first. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
You're doing fine. Alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And Ali, are you ready for the program
today? Yeah. I'm ready for the program.
Well done. MashaAllah. Now, let's go to the third kid who has joined us in the studio, and it's a regular face in I Love Islam program. Let's go and meet him. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Can you tell us your name again?
My name is Muhammad Noman Raza from Oldham, UK.
MashaAllah. Noman Raza is here. MashaAllah. He has joined us today in the program. We also have Adam and we have Ali. MashaAllah, beautiful kids here. And Alhamdulillah, all these kids, inshallah, we are part of this program. And we are going to have some fun today, aren't we, inshallah? Are you ready for the fun?
Inshallah.
MashaAllah. Okay then, before we do anything else, should we start with a quiz? I'm going to think about something. Okay, remember it's an Islamic thing. Okay, it's an Islamic thing. And it's about Ramadan. I've given you a big clue now. I'm going to think about something and you have to guess what I'm thinking. You ready for it? Yeah, I can give you clues so I can say yes or no. You can't directly say that particular thing. So you have to talk about a category. For example, like if I thought of something, you have to say, is it a human being? Is it in the sky? Is it on the earth? I can say yes or no.
Oh.
Is it like something you read? Okay? So you're playing this first time now. So Ali, are you ready as well?
Yeah.
Come on then. Let me think then. Let me turn my brain on. Okay then, my quiz brain is on now. I've thought of something. What could it be?
Is there something to read?
Is there something to read? Guess what? Yes.
Is it Tarawih?
It is Tarawih Salah. That was a quick one. MashaAllah. So Tarawih is, obviously we pray, don't we? Can someone tell me, when do we pray Tarawih Salah?
Isha time.
Isha time. You perform your Isha Salah first. You read your 4 Fard of Isha. You prayed your 2 Sunnah and 2 Nafal. And then before the Witr Salah, after your Nafal and before your Witr, you perform Tarawih Salah. Does anyone know how many rak'at are there in Tarawih Salah? You can't see, you have to put your hand over them. Let Ali say it first. Come on, Ali.
There are 20 rak'at, yes. And it's in twos.
So we do it in twos, yeah? So
yeah.
There are 2 rak'at, then we do 2 more.
And every 4 rak'at, you get like a little break.
So after every 4 cycles, after 4 rak'at, we have a short break.
Yeah.
Then what happens? Then we read
then
the
we read 2 and 2 another
again.
4.
There are 4 more rak'at.
Yeah, then you just have a little break again.
And in total, how many rak'at are there?
20 rak'at.
SubhanAllah. Ali, mashallah, he knows in Muslims around the world, in the month of Ramadan, they perform Tarawih Salah. And he also knows we have 20 rak'at in Tarawih Salah. Mashallah, that is really good. Ali, I'm proud of you there. Well done. Mashallah, these kids, mashallah, are enjoying themselves in this program today. Today, inshallah, we have some beautiful segments. Inshallah, just going to give you a highlight first. Then, inshallah, we'll go to our first segment of the day. So let me give you a quick highlight. So in this program, you will have a new segment called My Islam. SubhanAllah, in this segment, we are going to be learning about so many beautiful aspects about our religion. What does Islam teach us? Many beautiful things about Islam, inshallah, we're going to be learning. We have different topics. We'll be touching on different characteristics. Those things that beautify your personality, that make you a good individual, that connect you with Allah Ta'ala, that make you a better person, inshallah. These are topics we are going to be talking about in the segment called My Islam. And then we have another segment called Show Your Talent. Oh, this is going to be an exciting segment. We have another exciting segment called Islamic Heroes. SubhanAllah, that's a beautiful segment as well. What are we going to be learning on that segment? Well, I'm going to make you wait now because Ali gave me an idea that I should make people wait. Let's wait for that segment, then we'll discuss it more, inshallah. And we have a segment called Sunnah and Manners. We also have a segment called Did You Know? SubhanAllah, we've got some exciting segments and we'll be having a new segment in the program as well. Although they're all new, but this is a fresh segment called Harmful Habits. That's the last segment that we are going to do in the program. So inshallah, this program is going to be packed with different segments. We have so many different topics that we'll be discussing. At the same time, we'll have some kids in the studio. They'll be performing as well. They'll be sharing their experience, their Islamic activities, inshallah. Azza wa Jal. So let's, without any delay, should we go to our first segment?
Yeah.
Can anyone remember what's our first segment called? Called My Islam. What is it called?
My Islam.
Yeah. Can you look at that camera now? Look over there. And all of you say My Islam in a loud voice. 1, 2, 3.
My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, My Islam. Subhanallah, what a beautiful segment. In this segment, we are going to talk about our Islam. What does Islam teach? What does Islam say about different aspects of life? In this segment, we are going to talk about so many beautiful things, that those things that show the beauty of Islam, that connect us more with our religion. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims and Islam is the only truth. Islam is the only way of life that connects you with Rabb, with Allah Ta'ala, which is the last and final message of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Islam is a complete way of life. And in this segment, we will be talking about those subjects, those things that show us the beauty of Islam. What is the topic today? Can you guys have a guess? Come on then, let's play another game then. Then inshallah we'll go to our topic. But can you have a guess what could be the topic today? So I've given you a hint already. It's going to be about Islam and it's going to be about a beauty of Islam. Let's see if you can get the answer. Come on boys. It's not easy. Let me put this straight. This is not going to be easy for the kids. It's something that we should do upon the favors of Allah. If you receive a favor, you should read 2 rakat nafil. And that would be called 2 rakat nafil of shukr, thanking Allah Ta'ala. And you should also fast as well as thanking Allah Ta'ala for the favor. That's a beautiful way, isn't it? That's a beautiful way of appreciating the ni'mah, the mercy and the favors of Allah Ta'ala. SubhanAllah. So what's the topic today then? That's what he said. What's the topic?
About praying.
He gave you a big hint there. The word he used. That was a big hint. I've given you so many hints already. So you should do something when you receive any goodness, any favor of Allah Ta'ala.
You should read namaz.
And he said you should read ghafal and you should read, do dhikr. What did we, why do we do it? There's something there.
He
used that word there in his sentence. Maybe he used it or I used it.
Shukra.
Yes, yes. Oh. Can you say it again?
Shukra.
Shukra. Shukran. Okay, thankful, gratefulness. What is the topic today? Let's look at the screen then. Our topic is be content and thankful. Be content and thankful for the blessings and the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah. That is a beautiful thing that Islam teaches us. Be grateful. Be content. What does be content mean? Can anyone have a guess? Like you have so many things in life, then you should be content with them. What could they mean? It's a hard word, isn't it? What do you think, Adam? Say you have so many things. In life, what happens? That a person becomes greedy. A person?
You want the newer things.
Yes. A person becomes greedy. So if he has something, then he's always looking out at what other people have. And he says, I want that as well. Then when he gets that thing, then he wants another thing. Yeah. For example, someone's got a phone. He's got a new phone or a new tablet, and then after like 6 months, he watches an advert and there's a new latest, you know, brand out, and he wants that phone as well now, or he wants that new tablet. Yeah. Every 6-8 months, he wants a new thing. Every year, he wants a new thing. And if he has loads of clothes, he will look at other people, you know, outside and say, "Well, I want that type of clothes as well. I want this jacket." He might have like 10 different jackets at home. So a person sometimes, he becomes greedy. He always wants things. I want this, I want this, I want that. He's always like, he has that mindset. He's always like hungry. Like the way you eat every day.
Yeah.
You eat every day, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the way you eat every day, you eat because you are hungry.
Yeah.
We need food, don't we? So we are hungry, we eat every day. So what happens sometimes, a person becomes greedy. He's always like, he feels like, I don't have enough. Although he has so many things, he just feels that I don't have enough. Yeah? And what that person needs to do is, Ali, that person needs to be grateful. He needs to be thankful for the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with so many things. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with family. Allah Almighty has blessed us with food. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with body. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with intellect. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with tongue. We have so many favors of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with a house. Don't just be greedy for everything. No. Be grateful for the mercy and blessings of Allah Ta'ala and thank Allah Almighty for the favors. So this is a very important thing. You need to realize this. Yeah? Because remember, sometimes a person becomes so greedy, his greediness never finishes. He always wants more. I'll give you an example that someone, he might be looking up in the sky at night time and he finds the big moon up there and he goes, oh, I want that moon. Yeah? Yeah, I want that moon. I want to climb up to the moon. Yeah, does that happen to you, Ali?
That's what greedy people get.
That's what greedy people get. What? They get the moon?
No, that's no. How greedy
people get. Yeah, that's how people become so greedy. And this is one example that if someone wants, if it has that greed that he wants to climb the moon, now, even if you jump up, but I think we should do an experiment with Ali. Ali, next time you see the moon, can you try to climb it?
We'll trick him up in the sky.
I can't.
You can't do it. What happens when each time you climb? Each time you jump up, what happens?
The ground is falling down.
You fall back down. Okay. So you fall back down. Now, what happens is someone might look at the moon and say, "I want the moon." Okay. Well, you can't have the moon.
Yeah.
It's not something that you have, you put in your pocket. It's not like this.
It's in the sky.
Yeah? So it's not like this. You don't put moon in the pocket, do you? You can't pick it. You can't even touch it. So as a Muslim, we need to realize there are so many things in the world. You can't have everything. Yeah. What is good for you? What is the right thing for you? Allah Ta'ala has given you. Allah Ta'ala has given you so many things. Now, if we were to count the favors of Allah Ta'ala, let's quickly, I want you to count some of the favors. Can you, should we play a little game? Noman and Noman's here and Adam's there. So Adam and Noman, can you list the favors of Allah Ta'ala? Any favor of Allah Ta'ala. And you can't repeat them, okay?
To pray.
Yeah, to pray salah. To Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to perform our salah, daily namaz. MashaAllah, that's a favor of Allah Ta'ala.
Reading Quran,
Allah Ta'ala has sent down the last and final message of Allah Ta'ala in the form of Quran. That is the one of the biggest favors of Allah Ta'ala upon all the humans. What else?
To give zakat.
To give zakat, to give charity, to give in the way of Allah. That's a great favor. What else?
To read the
Tarawih.
That's
to perform Tarawih. Okay. It's a special worship, isn't it? In the month of Ramadan, we perform Tarawih. It's a gift. For the Muslims, that's a favor. What else?
To fast all 30
in the month of Ramadan, we fast. These are favors of Allah Ta'ala. What else? Like in life, generally. Any other favors?
To not take granted of things.
No, I want you to list some favors of Allah Ta'ala. Like clothes. You say?
Clothes.
Clothes. We have so many clothes. We wear
white
clothes.
White clothes.
It's a favor of Allah. Have you noticed animals? Yeah, if you go around, on the streets or jungle or on the countryside, you see animals. Animals don't wear clothes. This is a favor. It's a blessing for human beings. Allah Ta'ala has given Muslims a human being a respect. Yeah, in the form of clothing, we wear clothes. We cover ourselves. Yeah, it's beautiful things. It's a blessing from Allah Ta'ala. What else? There's one key thing I'm waiting for. The kids are not getting there. Come on, boys. That's one main thing that we do every single day without a miss.
Praise Allah.
Anything else? You said these.
Yeah. Oh.
Everyone does it.
Even the non-Muslims.
Yes, even them as well. Everyone does it. All the humans do it.
Food. Bless us with food.
Food. Mm-hmm. Food is the favor of Allah Ta'ala. We have food. Now I'm going to analyze something with you guys. Okay, we're going to talk about the importance of food and how, you know, when you take one bite of food, you pick one bite and you put it in your mouth, this one bite of food that's in front of you, this one bite, this itself is a ni'mah, it's a blessing, it's a favor of Allah Ta'ala. But in this, there are hidden favors of Allah Ta'ala. There are so many hidden favors of Allah Ta'ala. Without those favors, we cannot have that food in our hands. And if it's not in our hands, then we can't take it in the mouth. Yeah? So we are going to talk about the favors of Allah Ta'ala and how we should be grateful to the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Now, what could we do to thank Allah Ta'ala for the mercy, for the blessings? Inshallah, we're going to be doing that. But before we continue this topic, yeah, let's go to these kids, inshallah. They're going to be reciting things, inshallah. Ali, I want you to read the dua that you normally read. yeah, before we eat food. Okay? You're going to share that dua with us, okay? Is that the end? And we're going to follow. Okay, oh, we've got a green light.
Should I do the dua, like, step by step? Or should I just read it? Or do you want to teach them?
Okay.
I think you should teach the dua first. Okay, Ali's going to be, we're going to go move to kids now. They're going to be performing things, inshallah. They're going to be reading things. They're going to be sharing things about themselves, about Ramadan, inshallah. So I'm going to start with Ali first, then Norman, then I'm going to come to Adam as well, inshallah. So Ali, first to share with us the dua of eating food. And all of us, can we do a deal? We should follow him. He's our teacher today. Ali, you're our teacher today. Can you teach us the dua of eating? Go on then.
Bismillahi Ladhi Yaduru Wa Asmihi Shay'un Fil Ardi Wa La Fis Samai Wa La Fis Samai Wa Huwa Samiul Alim Bismillahi Wa Ala Barakatillah Bismillahi Wa Ala Barakatillah Bismillahi Awwalahu Wa Akhirah Ya Wajidu.
MashaAllah, that's a beautiful dua. MashaAllah, that was well learnt, isn't it? You can tell he reads it regularly. You read it regularly?
Not all the time.
On Thursday?
On Thursday I do it.
What do we have on Thursday?
I only do it at Ijtima.
You do it at Ijtima?
Yeah.
So every Thursday we have our weekly gathering for brothers. And Ali, alhamdulillah, many times he reads the dua of eating, you know, before we distribute food, mashallah. So, that was really good. That was very brave. And now, Ali, I want to go back to you again. Or shall I give you a little break first?
Give me a little break.
Okay, then we'll give a little break to Ali then. Okay. Well, he's going to be reading a dua now, inshallah, later on when I come back to him. So, Ali, I want you to remember, I want you to like raise your hand and do dua for everyone, okay?
Yeah, and I need to read Akum Atara. Yeah.
We're always going to read it out as well, inshallah. Okay, then. Do you want to read that now or afterwards?
Afterwards.
Okay, then we'll give him a little break then, inshallah. Come on then. Namar Raza, what are you going to recite today?
I'm going to recite a not about... What should I recite?
You're not reading
your mind. About a few knots. Okay. I'll recite a not about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, even though they're all... Mary Ulfat Madini Sayyuhi Nahi.
SubhanAllah, that's a beautiful kalam, inshallah. Come on then, Naman, can you read, inshallah? We'll try to join in with him, inshallah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mary Ulfat Madine se yuhi nahi mere aqa ka roza Madine mein hai main Madine ki janib na kaise khichun main Madine ki janib na kaise khichun mera deen aur duniya Madine mein hai deen aur duniya Madine mein hai Arsh-e-Azam se jiski badi shaan hai Roza-e-Mustafa jiski pehchaan hai Roza-e-Mustafa jiski pehchaan hai jiska hum palla koi muhalla nahi jiska hum palla koi muhalla nahi ek aisa muhalla Madine mein hai Meri ulfat Madine se yun hi nahi Mere aqa ka roza Madine
फिर मुझे मौत का कोई खतरा ना हो, मौत क्या जिंदगी की भी परवाह ना हो, मौत क्या जिंदगी की भी परवाह ना हो, काश एक बार सरकार मुझसे कहे, काश एक बार सरकार मुझसे कहे, अब तेरा जीना मरना मदीने में है, मेरी उल्फत मदीने से यूं ही नहीं, मेरे आका का रोजा मदीने में है।
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. سبحان الله, that's a beautiful kalam, isn't it? MashaAllah, well recited by Numan Raza. MashaAllah. How was it, Ali? Was it nice kalam?
Yeah.
A beautiful kalam.
Yeah.
MashaAllah. One day you're going to be learning it as well.
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe? You need to learn it.
Okay,
that's your challenge now, okay? That's your challenge of the day. Adam, alhamdulillah, you're here. First of all, I would like to let our viewers know, mashallah, Adam, he lives very close to our studio in Fazana Medina, next to Fazana Medina and Education Center Oldham. He's one of the neighbors of Fazana Medina, mashallah, and he's one of the regular attendees of daily salah. Mashallah, he loves reading namaz with jamaat. Mashallah, I was really impressed, mashallah, well behaved. May Allah Ta'ala bless him. And may Allah Ta'ala increase him in knowledge. May Allah Ta'ala make him an Islamic scholar, an Islamic and Hafiz of the Quran, inshallah. MashaAllah, he's a beautiful kid. He's got a lot of passion. MashaAllah, he's a regular at the Jamaat. I used to see him sometimes in Fajr namaz as well. And it's not easy to wake up for Fajr. Yes, MashaAllah. Yes. How do you used to get up in the morning then?
Set alarms.
Yeah. So, but obviously namaz, when if Jamaat is 6 o'clock, what time would you put the alarm on?
5:45.
That's 15 minutes. So you just quickly, you hit your alarm, you know, it turns on, turn it off, and then you just get there, go to your wuzu and run to the alarm. Obviously, you're walking on. You know, you shouldn't be running, yeah, when you make your way. He lives only, how far is it from your house?
Just a little walk.
In time wise, how would you say, how long is it? Have you ever noticed?
30 seconds.
30 seconds? Wow, that is amazing. Subhanallah. So, can you tell us what you like about Fazana Medina?
I get to pray every Jamaat on time.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. One reason is because it's close to your house. So, Alhamdulillah, you're making most of this. And Alhamdulillah, Adam, he likes drawing, you know, Islamic calligraphy. So, can you just explain to us, like, what type of things are you doing?
So, I write Ayatul Kursi and surahs for people. Yeah.
MashaAllah. Yeah. And what about like the images of Kaaba Sharif and?
Oh yeah, I draw it with paint,
Paint as well, mashallah. What's your favorite drawing that you've done so far? You think that, you know, like the quality wise, that's the best thing that you've done?
I think the Ayatul Kursi.
Ayatul Kursi?
Yeah.
Mashallah. You know what, one day you need to bring it here and we're going to show it to our viewers, you know, your drawings as well, mashallah. MashaAllah, well done. He likes drawing. May Allah Ta'ala bless all these kids. By the way, we need to... does anyone remember what was the question of the day? We're getting carried away, aren't we, today? What was the quiz of the day? I asked a question at the beginning. The question was, do you know where is the blessed shrine of the beloved daughter of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, where is her resting place? Do you know the answer?
No.
Why are you putting your hand down?
I'm talking about something.
Now put your hand down for a bit. So that was the question. Can you repeat the question then? Let's see if you know the question. Where is the resting place?
The resting place
of Sayyida Fatima.
Of Sayyida Fatima.
Radiallahu ta'ala anha.
Radiallahu anha.
MashaAllah, well done. So where is the resting place? Where is the blessed shrine of Sayyida Fatima Az-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha? So I think now we'll have to take a break from you guys. Remember, you need to do dua as well, don't you? So be ready for the dua, Ali. Okay? Inshallah. Okay, now we are going to have a short break. But before we do the break, we're going to have Ali. He's going to be making dua, inshallah. Ali, mashallah, he does a beautiful dua. Today,
can I do the dua in Urdu?
You could do it in English. You want to do it in Urdu?
Maybe I'll do it in English.
You choose. We'll let you choose, okay? We let you choose.
Okay.
Okay? So Ali's going to do dua now. We're going to join him with the dua, inshallah.
Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. وكنا عذاب القبر وكنا عذاب الحشر وكنا عذاب الميزان ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Oh Allah, please accept our namazes. Oh Allah, we have committed sins. Oh Allah, please forgive all of the sins that we have committed, major and minor sins. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Such a beautiful dua. Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless Ali and his whole family, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala make him a good Muslim when he grows big as well, and the coolness of the eyes of the parents. I'm going to leave you with something, and that is our new segment, Show Your Talent.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14. Mawlaya Salli وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
Oh my master, descend peace and blessings countlessly, eternally upon your beloved.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome to our segment, Show Your Talent. Alhamdulillah, currently we're in the Madrasatul Madina, which is located on Dickinson Road, Longside. And here, mashallah, you can see we have kids who are studying here. They are learning how to recite the Quran. And inshallah, now you will be seeing their talent. Some of these kids will be reciting Quran, some will be reciting a Naat, inshallah azza wa jal.
My name is Muhammad Omar from Longside, Manchester. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث صدق الله العظيم.
My name is Umar Bilal. I'm from Manchester Longsides.
سبسيونا وعلى همار نبي سبسيونا وعلى همار نبي سبسي بالا وعلى همار نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا والا ہمارا نبی
مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلهم محمد سيد القونين وثقالين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأهوال مقتحيم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرام اللهم صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Almighty Allah, make me a hafiz of the Quran and give me the strength to write according to the Quran. Oh Allah, let me always give respect to all my teachers and give me the strength to always honor and serve my parents. May I with my parents and Attar and all my teachers visit the beloved in the city of Medina.
For myself and the people of the whole world, inshallah, Azzawajal.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. My dear brothers, welcome back. Alhamdulillah, just before the break, you saw a beautiful segment, Show Your Talent. And in this segment, Alhamdulillah, we're here in the studio and we have Adam here on my right side. I have Norman Raza and Ali in the studio as well. Alhamdulillah, we were discussing the favors of Allah Ta'ala and being content and being thankful to the favors of Allah Ta'ala. And now, because time is ticking, so we need to move on with our segments as well. Okay, our new segment is called Islamic Heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
14. Islamic heroes. Subhanallah, this is a segment where we get to learn so many beautiful things, some facts about some great personalities of Islam, some great leaders, so those people who've done so much work for Islam, those people who sacrificed their time, their family, everything for to spread the beautiful teaching of Islam. Today, alhamdulillah, we are going to start off with one of the great personalities, one of the great humans who walked on the earth. Great personality. Can you guys have a little guess first? Come on, before we talk about, it's not the prophets of Allah Ta'ala.
I was going to say that.
It's not the prophets of Allah Ta'ala. It's one of the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can you guys have a little guess?
Abu Bakr. A Sahabi.
What is it?
Abu Bakr.
It is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the first Caliph of Islam, from the humans, after the prophets of Allah Ta'ala, from the humans, he is the most superior, the most high in rank. That's the level, that's the greatness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that after all the prophets of Allah Ta'ala, from the humans, who is the first, the highest in rank, is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Beautiful. We're going to learn about some facts from his life. But before we do that, we've got an interesting video package to show you. So let us go towards that video package.
One of the defining qualities of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was his immense generosity, his selflessness for the cause of Islam. He prioritized the akhirah, the hereafter, over any worldly gain. And his actions, especially those during the preparation of the expedition of Tabuk, this stands as a shining example for each and every single one of us. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, he called upon the companions, asking them to contribute towards this campaign, towards the Tabuk campaign, which was a crucial moment for the Muslim community. Everyone, they brought whatever they could, whether it be wealth, livestock, provisions, even weapons, maybe a single nail. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he decided that this was his time. He would now surpass Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, maybe even this once in charity. Allahu Akbar. He presented half of his wealth to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's feeling confident, excited. Yes, in his contribution. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asks, he says, Ma abqaita li ahlik? What did you leave behind for your family? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, Mithlahu, exact same, I have left for my family. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he comes. He brings every single thing he owned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he places it before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, What did you leave for your family, O Abu Bakr? And he replies, أَبْقَيْتُ لَهُمْ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَعَزَّ وَجَلَّ I have left for them Allah and His Messenger. This moment not only showed his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's provision, but also his unwavering commitment to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was willing to sacrifice everything because of his deep understanding that everything in this world, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this leaves us with a profound question. That how much of our time, how much of our wealth, how much of our resources do we dedicate to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, his example reminds us that true success lies in trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's reflect on our own priorities and ask ourselves that how can we give more to help Islam flourish? And of course, give. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, you are watching some of the beautiful facts about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, we have some kids here, so let's quickly discuss the great personality of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What made you say that name, the first guest that you had?
Because he died with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think.
Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is resting. He passed away and is resting. His resting place is next to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That means that he is special.
And there's another grave for Umar.
Yes, Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his resting place is next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So when you see the green dome, now when you see the picture of Medina Sharif, the green dome, under the green dome, directly under that same place in the earth, that is a place that is a resting, blessed resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And next to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and then is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So that itself shows how great these personalities are. Ali wants to say something here. Come on, Ali.
So Umar was like, Umar Farooq Azam was like a big enemy, but then he became into a Muslim.
Yes, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before accepting Islam, he was actually against Islam. He was someone who was like a forefront on the opposite side, and he used to look at Islam as a very negative thing. And he used to fight the Muslims, he used to argue with them, and he didn't like Islam. But subhanallah, when Allah Ta'ala changed his heart, he was shown the light, the nur of Islam, then look at his greatness, he became the Caliph of Islam. He has a great status in Islam. But today we are talking about Ali, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. First thing I want to say to all the kids out there and those who are here with us in the studio, whenever we say the name of a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever we say their name, we don't just say Umar, we don't say Abu Bakr. Not the way we talk to each other. Ali, Noman. Yeah? These are great personalities. These are the leaders of Muslims. Yeah? These are the shining stars of Islam. And we have to have respect. So whenever we say their name, I want you to remember this now. Whenever we say their name, we say it with utmost respect. So much respect. And one thing I want you to remember is, when you say their name, say the word Sayyiduna. If you say the male, if it's a boy name, then you say Sayyiduna. Okay, so here in this case we say Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. What do we say? Sayyiduna?
Sayyiduna
Abu Bakr
Siddiq
radiallahu ta'ala. Can everyone have a try? Can you say
Sayyiduna?
And we also use the word Hazrat as well. So if you can say the word Hazrat, you can say as well. So at the beginning. So Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr
Siddiq.
Try it.
Sayyiduna Abu Bakr
Siddiq.
Siddiq
radiyallahu
ta'ala anhu.
So whenever we mention the name of a sahabi, then we also say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Come on, kids, are you going to remember this? Yeah, yes. You need to remember this, okay? This shows your love for the sahaba. This shows your love for the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, whenever we mention that name, we say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. If it's a girl name, then we say radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So the last letters, the last sound changes, okay?
Yeah.
So you need to remember that, okay? So, can you say Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq? Come on, say it.
Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah! Wow, Baba Ali, mashallah, you're doing a good job there.
No, Baba Ali.
Mashallah. Come on then, Noman, you say it.
Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah. Come on, kids, are you going to remember as well? Let's all say it together now. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, let me share with you some beautiful facts about Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So one thing I've mentioned already. So Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first caliph of Islam. He is the first leader of the Muslims after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, when we say first caliph of Islam, it means after our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, then the next person who is the leader of Muslims, he is Amir al-Mu'mineen. Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And after all the prophets of Allah ta'ala, in humans, he is the most high in rank. He is the most closest to Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very important thing for us to remember. So he's the first caliph of Islam, and he is the most superior after the prophets of Allah Ta'ala amongst the humans. Yes. Subhanallah. And did you know this? That from loads of people who accepted Islam, the Sahaba who accepted Islam, from them, the first man to accept Islam is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first man to accept Islam. So that means he is one of the earlier Muslims, right at the beginning. Yeah, when as soon as the message came to him, he became aware the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood, and he accepted. He testified it. He said, "Yes, that is true, and I believe in Islam." And he read the kalima, he read the shahada. He entered Islam. Subhanallah. He Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before accepting Islam, he was actually very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a close friend of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when he accepted Islam, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, then
he was even close.
He became the first friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first friend of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Islam. That is the honor, that is the greatness. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that great personality who loved giving charity. He loved giving charity. He loved giving in the way of Allah Ta'ala. Whenever he became aware that the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has made the announcement to give charity, he was the first. And not just the first, he was the one who gave the most in charity. On one occasion, when Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam called out the Muslims, the Sahaba, and said, "It is time for you to come forward and give charity. Give in the way of Allah Ta'ala and bring forward wherever you have a home. Bring things forward. Bring things here." And Sahaba Ikram, subhanAllah, they had so much love and they were so much obedient towards the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and they brought so many things in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's a second caliph of Islam. He brought so many things from home. Whatever he had, half of his belongings, he brought that in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in his heart, he thought, like, "I've got the most things. You know, I've been so brave and I've given so much in the way of Allah that I'm going to be number one. I'm going to be number one in giving charity." And they used to have competition in good things. This is the beauty of the Sahaba. They had competition in goodness. They wanted to get more reward and blessings.
Ji. And what happens next?
What happens next then? Come on.
Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu brings all of his belongings, nothing left for his family.
Subhanallah! That is amazing. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived, then he brought everything. He did not leave anything at home. When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Oh Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what did you leave behind? What did you leave at home?" He said, "I left my Allah and His Rasul for my family. My Allah and my Rasul, my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is enough for me, and Allah Ta'ala will give me, inshallah." And he gave everything in the way of Allah. Why? Because there was a need. Try to understand this. There was a need to give in the way of Allah. The Muslims were struggling, and they needed support, they needed finance, they needed belongings, they needed provisions. He was number one. He loved the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the most. Subhanallah. This is the greatness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I'm looking at my timeline here. We have quite a few segments to cover today. So we are going to pause now. We're going to go forward now. We are now going to move towards our next segment. And that is called... Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's called... Did You Know?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to our segment, Did You Know? Subhanallah, in this segment, we are going to talk about different facts about Islam. And today, we have chosen a very beautiful topic. And it's an easy one. We're starting off with an easy topic. Okay, then let's see if our kids here in the studio can actually guess the topic. It's a topic, something we mentioned so many times in the program.
Did you know fasting?
Can you say it nice and loud?
Fasting.
Fasting. Well, let's look at the screen then. It's fasting. Today we are going to talk about some facts about fasting. Huh? Fasting is a very ancient worship. Thousands and thousands of years ago, so long ago, people used to fast. So the concept of fasting is not only about Ramadan. This concept of fasting has been there from beginning, from so long. Different prophets of Allah Ta'ala, they gave instruction to their nations to fast. However, did you know the rules of fasting were different? Like the way now, when we say someone kept a fast, what does that mean?
They
can't eat and drink from what time?
From Sahri to Iftar.
Yeah, from end of Sahri to start of Iftari, you cannot eat and drink throughout the day. From early morning till sunset, you cannot eat and drink. And if you do that, you're fasting. Yeah, but did you know the rules were different? Even in Islam, at the early time when the rule came for fasting, at the beginning, Muslims, one of the rules that was there at that time was that after iftari, so they break the fast at iftari time, they can eat whatever they want to eat, but the end time was the morning, the fajr time. The end time was that when they go to sleep, so they can eat or drink whatever they want, they can worship Allah Ta'ala at night time. And when they go to sleep, after when they wake up, they cannot eat anything. So if this was the rule, like the way it was at the beginning, so if someone broke their fast at 6 o'clock, they ate something, and then he was really tired, at 7 o'clock he fell asleep. So he fell asleep, when he wakes up now, even if he wake up 9 o'clock at night time, now he cannot eat anything. So they had to keep a fast all the way. The night time and the daytime up to next Maghrib.
What if you?
That's how it was. It was challenging. It was so hard. And there are examples. There are some companions who used to keep fast like this. There's one example of a Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he was so busy during the day. He was working hard in the field, and when he came home at iftar time, he was so hungry, so exhausted, so tired. When he came home, he said to his wife that, can you cook something quickly, make something for me, and I'll go and lie down. So this Sahabi went to lie down. And when he went to lie down, guess what happened?
What?
He fell asleep.
Oh.
So full day, he kept the roza, kept the fast. He did not eat anything. He did not break his fast. Yeah, he did not open his fast. And now, there's nothing made at home, so family, his wife is making, cooking something for him, and whilst he's lying down, he fell asleep. And now the wife, now, no, he didn't eat anything. He didn't eat anything. He fell asleep. And now, whilst his wife is cooking the food, when the food was ready, she came to the husband, to the Sahabi, and woke the husband up and said, can you please get up? Can you get up? The food is ready now. Yeah, like the way, you know, your moms and aunties wake you up in the morning. Come on, son. Come on, get up quickly. Sari's ready. Yeah, like that. The wife would have come to him and said, look, the food's ready now. Come on, have some food. So when the Sahabi, because he went to sleep, and when he woke up, you know, because the wife, you know, woke her up, when he got up, he realized, I fell asleep. That means the next day fast has started. So I can't eat anything now. His wife said, no, you have to eat. But he said, no, I can't. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that you can't eat after when you go to sleep. Now this Sahabi, his love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and his obedience to Islam, to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, that he did not eat anything, he did not eat or drink anything throughout the day, even he did not open his fast. Now he fell asleep and he kept the second day's fast. Kept the second day's fast. And next day, during the day, what happened? Because he was extremely hungry, he fell unconscious.
So he fainted.
He fainted. He fainted. And then when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala found out that this happened to this Sahabi, look how much love he has for fasting. And then The order came from Allah Ta'ala that now the Muslims are allowed to eat and drink all the way till Sahri time. Till morning time, you can eat all the way till the start of Fajr time. So even if you go to sleep, you wake up again, you can still eat. This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. This is the favor of Allah Ta'ala upon the Muslims. But this is an interesting fact about fasting. Subhanallah, time is ticking quite fast now. So we are going to move to our next segment, which is Sunnah and Manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
Sunnah and manners. In this segment, we learn some beautiful Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and Islamic manners. Things that we can apply in our daily life that can make us a better Muslim, that can increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today we have a beautiful topic, saying salam. Saying salam, giving salam is one of the beautiful Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Adam, can you tell us how you should give salam?
So you should
say the words.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subhanallah, that was amazing. So when you give salam in the full. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now someone on this side, Ali's got his hand up. Can you reply to the salam? Look at the camera now. Can you reply to the salam of Adam now? How do you reply the salam?
Wa alaikum assalam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. SubhanAllah, when you give salam to someone, this is, remember this first thing, remember this is the Muslim way of greeting. When you meet someone, remember when do you give salam, by the way?
To a person.
When do you, okay. Yes, obviously you give salam to a person. You don't give salam to the stones, do you? Or to the table and chairs?
No.
Yeah. Maybe some people do, but you give salam to humans, okay? When you give salam, you give when you meet each other. So whenever you meet, you give salam. Yeah? But there's another place when you give salam as well. We're going to go straight to Ali. Ali wants to read kalam. He's learned Anku Katara Nami Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala. So he knows a few lines. So let's see.
No, I know all of it.
Oh, he knows all of it. Subhanallah. Come on, Ali. We're gonna pause our program and we want you to read the kalam. Come on.
Anku Katara Nami Muhammad Dilka Ujala Nami Muhammad.
Dholat jo chaho,
dono jahaki, kallo azifa, naam-e Muhammad.
Subhanallah, that was beautiful. Well done, Ali. MashaAllah.
Musa or Isa, sabke e aqa, naam-e Muhammad. Poochhe ka mola, laya hai kya kya,
main ye kahunga, naam-e Muhammad.
Apne raza ke qurban jaaun, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad. Apne jameel se dil mein aaja samaaja naam-e Muhammad.
Subhanallah! Wow, that was amazing. Well done, Ali. MashaAllah, you've been a superstar today. Well done. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. MashaAllah. We had two segments, but we won't have time to cover them today. We had a segment, we were discussing saying salam. There's many things we still have left to cover. But make sure whenever you enter your house, whenever you leave your house, you give salam. And whenever you give salam in a very, you know, like in a loud, clear way. Let everyone know that you have entered. When you go home today, how are you going to give salam? Look at the camera. Tell us how are you going to give salam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Noman, you look at the camera now with energy. Come on. MashaAllah, well done. Now it's time for the best of the last. Come on, Ali. Come on, Ali. Look at the camera again. Now tell us how much energy are you going to have when you go give salam at home?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subhanallah, mashallah. So make sure all of you out there, the kids, make sure you give salam to everyone. Mashallah, time's gone so fast, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's actually the end of the program now. So without any delay, let's go to the answer of the day. In Jannatul Baqi, Madina Sharif. In Madina Sharif, in Jannatul Baqi, the blessed graveyard in Madina Sharif. That is the answer, mashallah. Well done, everyone. Subhanallah. Until then, look after yourself. Can we all look at the camera over there, the big camera that you can see there? Now say, let's see how much energy you've got. 1, 2, 3.
I love Islam!
Mashallah. Take care. Allah Hafiz, everyone.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.